It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. How many of us don't pass some of our time, dreaming of relaxing on a warm, sandy beach? Back from a recent visit to the Sunshine State, with the lowdown on secluded beaches, is Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine LaBalme, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be here.
You know, there's a question that might come up here for some people, and that is, why would you go to Florida in the summertime?
Well, I can answer that. Having just come back, the weather could not have been better. It may officially be hurricane season already, and that starts June 1, but I've traveled to Florida for many years, and my experience is that the really nasty weather doesn't kick in until, you know, much later, July, August, and a lot of the hurricanes really are in August and September historically. So what you can get now is beaches that aren't too crowded yet. We were there, again, for a week. And there tends to be rain in the afternoons. You'll get a passing shower, and within 5 minutes, it's blown out, and skies are sunny and blue, and it's just gorgeous. I think the best hedge you can have, though, when you go to Florida is try to go for at least 3, 4, 5 days, because you may get a day or two with some nasty weather. But if you try to average it out over more days in a week's time, you're going to be fine. And, I mean, we had no real weather issues at all while we were there. It was absolutely terrific.
And I remember going down there to visit my late grandparents. They lived in Miami Beach, mm-hmm. and there would be that passing shower.
Right.
But it would just go through. It was kind of beautiful. It would cool things off, and then the sun would come back out. And there's just something about Florida, really, any time of year, it just works.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny. I think sometimes you need that passing shower in the earlier mid-afternoon to get you out of the sun by necessity. And it helps you, because if not, you'd probably fry like a lobster on the beach. So if you can actually get out and go somewhere and have that pina colada and then, you know, get back on the beach later in the afternoon, it's all good. And those Florida beaches, they are beautiful.
And you don't look like a lobster, so that's good.
Thank you very much.
So, New Girl, you're taking us on a tour of the lesser-known Florida beaches. Mm-hmm. So are South Beach and Naples over, or is something else driving this tour?
Well, I don't know that they're over, but I will say this. You know, they're pretty darn crowded. They're crowded in the summer. They're crowded in the winter. There's nothing wrong with South Beach, Naples. I love those beaches, but they're harder to navigate. So if you can find those that are a bit more unspoiled and different, I think it will enhance your experience. So if you want to be to those bigger beaches, go there. And, you know, the restaurant scene, the nightlife scene, that's all good. But I'm more of a fan of unspoiled Florida. Maybe it's because I, like really so many people, are going to rest and relax. And, you know, I'm not going for that big urban scene. So in some of those beaches, especially South Beach, has turned into a major urban scene. So I'm talking beaches here, the beach thing.
No Fab Five list from you today. More like a fearsome foursome. First up, Ponte Verde Beach at the northern end of the Sunshine State.
Yes, and this is a name that may resonate with some, because the World Golf Hall of Fame is actually right there in Ponte Verde.
I knew that sounded familiar.
I haven't visited, as you can imagine, but the beach, Ponte Verde Beach itself, the sand is so different from anything else I have found in Florida. It is literally composed of what seems like millions, gazillions of tiny little seashells. So you can just walk across the beach and it's crunching under your feet, and it just is so special. The water.
Can you do that barefoot?
I did, absolutely.
And it doesn't hurt.
What I did was I had this newfound respect for people who walk on coals, because in the middle of the afternoon, that sand's pretty hot, but it's like nothing you've ever seen, which is what makes it really neat. So I love this beach, and the way you approach this beach is thusly. You book a room at the Casa Monica Hotel in St. Augustine, and they have for their guests day passes to the Serenata Beach Club on Ponte Verde Beach. This is, you know, right out of a movie that Audrey Hepburn would have made. It's so lovely to have your own sort of beach club for the day, and you've got pools and lunch, and it's right on the ocean, and it's just a perk of staying at this wonderful little hotel that's in St. Augustine. So get with that insider tip and do it that way.
Continuing south, you've got us stopping in Cocoa Beach, which is part of Florida's Space Coast.
Absolutely. And this is, to me, one of these sort of like old-timey beaches. It's what South Beach looked like, I'm sure, 50, 60 years ago when our grandparents hung around there, because mine did too. But so they haven't, you know, gone all glam and glitz. You've got the low-slung buildings. It's very sweet. And, you know, the beach is never really crowded either. I love Cocoa Beach. It's great for body surfing. Of course, when you're there, you do want to go to the Kennedy Space Center. So it's kind of a two for one. You get to do the whole Space Center thing, and you get to go to a beach which is really not very heavily trafficked at all. It's a terrific find that a lot of people overlook.
And who doesn't like a beach made of cocoa? So at mile marker 37 in the Florida Keys is Bahia Honda State Park. Am I saying that correctly?
You absolutely are, and you're right. These are very sort of Spanish-sounding names that can prove a bit of a challenge, but this is a beach that is you know, on one of the mile markers along the chain of islands that compose the Florida Keys. And so you're talking a little crescent of white sand here that has at its center this blue-green water that is just so liquid and so beautiful. And the beach, the ocean, I should say, just goes out very gradually for a long time before the water even gets to your knees. It is I've been there several times, and I don't know that I've ever counted more than 10 people on the beach when I have been there. This is truly a beach that you get to yourself. It is gorgeous. You're not really going to find a whole lot of services here, but you're probably going to stay in Key West if you're visiting Bahia Honda State Park. And this is your own private refuge. It is clean. The water's clear. It's a great place to take kids as well because the surf is so gentle. I absolutely love this beach. It's one that people should absolutely have on their list if they're anywhere in South Florida.
Wrapping up the tour is Clearwater Beach on Florida's west coast.
And I can tell you this. I took my son there last year, and the first thing he said was, "Mom, this really is clear water." And you know why the beach got its name. It is absolutely gorgeous clean water. And this is in the Tampa St. Pete area, which, you know, there's some nice beaches in St. Petersburg. And routinely, the beaches in the area are ranked top 10 in the U.S. But what I would say is, you know, go to this particular beach. The Ron John Surf Shop, which is sort of a legend in Florida, the main 24/7 actually original Ron John Surf Shop is in Cocoa Beach. But I actually liked the location in Clearwater Beach better, a little less crazy of a vibe. And just all that really cool surf gear that you want.
So Florida, not just for the wintertime anymore when it comes to looking for a beach.
I say go right now.
Sounds good. Elaine LaBaume is our travel contributor. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Thank you, Elaine. Good to have you back.
Always a pleasure.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, public radio listeners will know comedian Alonzo Bowden as a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He'll join us live in studio. Should be a lot of laughs. Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. A reminder that you can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
Support Pittsburgh's NPR news station, and you could win a pair of iPhone 5s. No pledges necessary. View rules and entry information at WE.